Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shir on the topic of Rosh Eino Gamor. This is the third shir b'siyata d'shmaya, and we saw in the previous shir a machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rashba, that according to Tosfos, Rov Gamor is not effective min haTorah, and according to the Rashba, it is. We want to understand their machlokes. So it appears as follows. The Rambam writes, Yerali, this is in the 15th parak of Isser Rabbi Elach of Zayin, Shekol Medina sheyesh bo shivcho akum haru'uya leleit, ho'il va'asufi animsa sham sofik akum, o sofik eved, kishi yiso giyores, kemoshe biarnu, harezu sofik eshes ish, v'abo le'apotir she'en hargam ala sofik. So if you have a Medina in which there is a shivcha or a goya, could give birth, and then a child is found. So this child is a suffik akum, or suffik eved, because maybe the mother was a shivcha or a goya. And as the Rambam stated earlier in these halachas, this Vlad may marry a Gioress, this Asufi may marry a Gioress. When he marries this, but not a regular Jew, so when he gets married, the woman he marries is only a Suffolk Eshesish, because maybe he's talking not Jewish. So it's a Suffolk Eshesish, and if somebody therefore has beer with her, he is putter, because we do not execute based on a Suffolk. Adkan midivrei kotshoi shel harambam. V'hisik al zeh harayvid, and he writes, Matsanum secha sanhedrin, shehocha medina nefashis achar harov. See here also, you have to go after the rov. And if it's a rov Jews, then hargim. So that's the kasha of the rayvid, nacha kasha. Ad lechora ramam soser mishnaso. The Rambam contradicts himself, because earlier on, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Paragimel Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins, Shehaboa Laktana, Eishes Hagadol, Shekitsha Aviha, Harezo Bechenik. If somebody has bia with a ketana, who is the wife of a gadol, and her father obviously did the kiddushin, she's a ketana. So if somebody has bia with her, he's chayv chenek. We see in Perek Mitzora Umore, Samach Tes Amid Beis, that the reason is because we go b'nefashis basaruba. You go after the rove. Otherwise, why don't we say that she's an islandess? Maybe this ketana is not gonna reach godless. She's an islandess, and the whole kedushin is off. Adaita d'achi lo kidesh. He wasn't mekadish or aldas that she was an islandess. So maybe it's not a good kedushin. So how can we kill? So the answer is ba'al karchuch. We have to say that we go basaruba and rov nashem la ba'aloinis ninu. Most women are islandess. So the Rambam asos mishnaso in its surah B'ah 15:27. It seems to say we don't follow rov in the fashas. And in Bia 3:2, he says, we do follow the Rov in the Fashas. Manaseh, Ech Nistader. So we have to say that the Rambam is Mechalek, Bein Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a Rov that is in front of us, and a Rov that is not in front of us. If it's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, what's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon? Rov Nashim Lav Ilon, it's not all in front of us, all the women. But Rov Nashim in the world, we know, are not Ilonios. And therefore, that's enough for Dinei Nefashos. But Ruba de Isa Kamon, like in the case of the Asufi, where the robes is in front of us, so in such a case, it's not effective for Dinei Nefashos, the fact that it's a robe Jews in this place, so that's not enough to be Mechayev Misa, somebody's Baal Ishta. Because that's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ayin B'Taz, Bevan Ezer, B'Simtal, Sifi Yitzin, Sifi Yitzayin, Shechilek Ahagav Nain Sham Nitaz. In the Shmaitza, in Perek, in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Desvav, he explains the chiluk between Ruba de Isakaman and Ruba de Lesakaman. Zok de Shmaitza, like this. Ruba de Lesakaman, Ukumohach Ruba Sham Rudumalav Aviv, Shema Minodos Linan Bosa Ruba, a Ruba de Lesakaman, a robe that's not in front of us. Havale Rov Habomen Asvara, the Rov who Cain Shehu Aviv. Right, when you talk about someone being someone else's father, somebody's assumed to be his father, so that's a Rov that's Bomen Asvara. So we don't assume that someone isn't someone else's father. You don't know for sure, but logic dictates this woman was married to this man, this child was produced, he's probably the father. So that's a Rova Bamina Svara, that's a Ruba the Lesa Kamon. Avagabe Parish, Meruba, called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's Parish from the Rova, that's not a Rova Tali Bisvara of Adarab. Misvara, maybe it was Parish from the Muat. So why then are we following the Rova? Azlinam Basaruba Bipirish, Mitzad Gzeris Hakosav, Allah Lamosh Misinai, Lelech Basar Parish, Meruba Parish. So when it comes to in what's in front of us, that's just a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not a svara that it's that it was parish from the rov, maybe it was parish from the miut. If you have a 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 not kosher, you find a piece of meat, maybe taka came from the unkosher store. But we say, called a parish meruba parish. We say, called a parish meruba parish. Where do you get that from? Even though it's not a svara, we don't know this. And the answer is Gzeres HaKosav Alach L'Moshe Misinai. B'chei Gavna explained Rabbi Kiva Eger L'Chedushim and Ksubis Yigimel Amit Beis Dibor Maschel Efshalod and V'loimar V'zeh Sfar Yishlom Ragan Kein Lina Rov L'Chalik Minyan Arov Shet Teva Olam Kein Kama Rov Mitzuyim Arov Behemus Ksheris V'chadoyim V'zeh V'rov Ma'alya Mashen Kein B'rov Psulim V'chadoyim V'digam Amiyot L'Faneinu Rak Gzeres HaKosav L'Moshe Kol Deparash U'Pshita Deins The ain svar loymar duhu me apostle yoser me akosher rak da torma lutlas barov. So when you have a rov shebeteva, rov the lesser come on rov mitzuyim etzel shchit ar mumchim. Most people shechting know what they're doing, are experts. Rov behem is ksheris. That's a good rov. That's a shtark rov. That's a rov the lesser come on. But if you have a rov psulin a miut of ksheirim. The miut is in front of us, so that's Xeris HaKosav to follow the Rov, because who says it comes from the Rov? Maybe it comes from the miut. Xeris HaKosav, the Torah says to follow the Rov, so the Rabbi Kivega goes in the same derech as the Shmaitze. However, it's difficult to fully digest what they're saying, because even a Ruba the Lesser Kaman is effective Midian Rov. There's no Beirer here that it's a rov, that it's coming from the rov, even if it's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Because if we didn't have a makor for the din of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, it wouldn't have been effective. It's obviously not a beirur. We need a makor. Kumavur b'sugid dechulin. It says there, Minah milsa damar abanam zilbasa ruba, minah l'ndechsiv achir rabba mahatois. So the Gemara says, how do you know you go after the rov? Because achir rabba mahatois. So what are you asking Minolan? Minolan, they'll see Bachar Am Lahatis. So Rubadisa, come on. If there's a rove in front of us, like 9 stores, out of 10 are kosher, unkosher, Sanhedrin, you have a rove, the lesser come on, the Rubadisa, come on. Lokamabailan, that's not, we're not asking. Kikamabailan, Rubad the lesser come on. A rove that's not in front of us. So you see that Rubad the lesser come on is not Hochacha Gemura. And therefore, it's not effective misvara mitam ochach oberu. It's mahani midin rov. And therefore, we want to know minolan this rov. It's not so pashut. And even the maskanas hagemara, Rashi there explains it beis amid aleph, dibu amaschil, pesach, that ruba de lesser kaman is alach l'moshe misinai. Or because it's included in the Pasuk Bachar Rabban Lahatos. So So it's midin rov and not misvar mitam ochachol beirur. So since Ruba de Lassa Kaman is also effective midin rov, if so, it's shver, what does it help us? That Ruba de Lassa Kaman is also a svara, because at the end of the day, it's not a hochacha and a beirur. You're right, there's a svara, but the svara is to follow the rov. But it's still only midin rov. If it was so stark, if it was a hochacha, then we wouldn't need to find a source. At the end of the day, you need a source for it. So it must be, it's still coming midin rov. Also, in the Maskanas Hagamar in Chulin, Rashi explains, Inami Acher Rav Lahatas Mashma Bein Ruba Dis Kaman Bein Ruba Delasa Kaman. The Mashna Hai Mehai. He says the Pasuk of Acher Rav Lahatos is both Ruba Dis Kaman and Ruba Delasa Kaman, because there's really no difference. But according to the Shemaitzim and Biki Vega, they're two completely different things. Chalukim Beatzim Yisod Gidram. So how does Rashi say Mashna Hai Mehai? So we want to understand the chiluk between Ruba Dis Kaman and Ruba Delasa Kaman. The Kivega and the Shemaitza don't seem to satisfy us. We just read an explicit Rashi not like them. So it would appear that the chiluk between Ruba Dis Kaman and Ruba Delasa Kaman is that from the Pasuk of Acher Rav Lahatos, we learn that Rov is like Vadai. According to the other parish in Rashi in Chulin, we know Me'alach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that the rov of Ruba Delasa Kaman is kevadai. So either from Acher Rav Lahatos we know it's from the, or from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, we know that rov is midin vadai, rov is kevadai. But it's mitchalek. Gabe Ruba Delasa Kaman, the etzem suffik is a suffik of rov. Shelitzad echad. It's a tzad suffik of rov. And the tzad sheni is a tzad suffik of miut. So since this ruv is kivadai, rov is like a vadai, so therefore the etzem has suffik, shu chefza shall suffik shall rov have a kivadai. And it doesn't have a din suffik. So when it comes to ruv delesa kaman, the rov is kivadai. So this suffik of rov is like a vadai, and therefore it no longer has a din suffik. Hashem came ruv de isa kaman. There the etzem has suffik is not a suffik of rov. Since l'inyan hametzius shall has suffik, hadavar ba rak me'echad v'lo men harov. Like for example, if you have 9 stores that are selling kosher meat, and 1 store is selling unkosher meat, and we say if you find meat, it coming from the kosher store, from the rov, there the etzem mitzius of the suffik is from which store the meat separated. And every store stands individually as this independent suffik. Maybe it's separated from that store. So if you have 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's, so each McDavid and the McDonald is an independent suffik. Did it come from this store or not? And on that there's no rov. It only came from one. It didn't come from the rov. That's the Ruba de Isa Kaman. They're in front of us. You can point to this one. You can point to that one. You can point to each of the stores. And it only came from one of them. So, if that's the case, Kolchanus v'chanus amedus bifnei atzma. Each store is independent. And we have a suffix. Maybe it was parish meos v'chanus. And on that there's no rov. Now that we connect all nine stores together, that's just because there's a common denominator, that it's a kosher store, not an unkosher store. But that's only in the din, that a rov has one din and a miut has another din. Mashenkein, the psak vadai of rov, that the din of rov is kevadai, that's only le'inyin din habasar, that it's basar shchuta. But legabe etzem hasafek hametzias nishar, legabe etzem safek hametzias nishar din safek. It's still a safek, because each store is only one store. When you're talking about Ruba Delessa, come on. Now it's not in front of us, so you bunch it all together and you say there's a rove. And that rove is like a vadai, because that's not, because you have all of the majority, you have them all bunched together. And you don't see them as independent cases. It's not in front of us. It's Ruba Delessa, come on. So that's a stronger rove, and that's a rove of that's kevadai. But if it's a Ruba Deisa come on, there the etzem hasafik is not a suffik of rov. Because l'inyan hametzius shel hasafik, it only comes from one, and not from the rov. And therefore, in that sense, it still remains a suffik. So when you make the psak din, so the psak din on this basar is going to be that it's kosher if there are nine kosher stores. At the end of the day, there's still a suffix. We're still not sure. You could paskin that it's seder, because they're non-kosher stores. But in the end of the day, each store is independent. You view each store independently. And it can only come from one of those stores. So it's a suffix. Did it come from this store? Did it come from this store? Did it come from this store? That's only one store. So you can only bunch them together because they have a commonality that they're non-kosher stores. So when we paskin kafi arov, it's going to be about this particular piece of meat. The din basar is now going to be vade basar shchuta. But legabe etzem safek hametzias, there's still a safek. At the end of the day, you still see the nine stores independently. So lefi zeh, we can understand the chiluk of the Rambam. That only a Ruba de Lesser Kaman is effective b'dinei nefashos. But Ruba de Isa Kaman is not. That was the chilek we made before in the Rambam. Habala k'tana ishes ha'gadol shekit shaviya harezu b'chenek. Because that's Ruba de Lesser Kaman, Rov Nashim Labai Lonis Ninho. Hashem came in the case of the Asufi. So Ruba de Isa Kaman, there we said that we don't follow the Rov. So we see the difference. Because in the Pasuk of Ishaftu Eidu V'Tzilu Eidu, we learn that ain't based in Hargan also, Kol HaChesh Din Safik. And because of this, the Ruba de Isa Kaman is an effective Din in Fashas. Because yes, there's a Psak Din, Lelech Achar Rov, but nevertheless, since there remains a Din Safik, we don't kill the person. Because yeah, we can paskin rov, but there's still a din suffik. That's the Rambam says. She'ain hargam ala suffik. We still blive with the suffik. Avalagabe etzem suffik, hametzius nishar din suffik. There's still a doubt when it comes to ruba de isa kaman. There's still a doubt. So yes, we can paskin rov, and we can paskin rov midin vadai about this particular psak as far as the anhaga is concerned. But be'etzim, the reality is that we still don't know. And since we still don't know, ain hargam ala safek. Shein kein ruba de lesser kaman, mahani gam b'dinei nefashos, There it's effective even b'dinei nefashos, because there the etzem cheftz of the suffix is kivadai. It's no longer a din suffix. Comes through b'disa kaman, the etzem cheftz of the suffix remains a suffix. Comes through b'dalesa kaman, it's no longer a suffix. That's a much stronger rov, because you don't see each person independently. You see them all together. They're not in front of you, so you can't split them up. You can't distinguish between them. So you see them as one whole, as one totality, and that creates a vaday. That's a stronger rov, mashenkin, when you have the stores where it's a rubid, or people that are in front of you, it's a rubid isa kaman. There, you can look at each one independently and say, is it from this person? Is it from this? Who's the parent? So in such a case, yes, you follow the rov, but ain't hargam ala suffik, because be'etzem there still remains a metzias of suffik. And according to this, we can also understand Rashi, that even Ruv the lesser kaman is included in the pasuk of Achrei Avin Lahatis Damaish Nahai Mehai. Because even though there are a lot of chilukim between Ruv the Isa kaman and Ruv the lesser kaman, for example, Legabe Dinei Nefashos L'das HaRambam, that he distinguishes between Ruv the Isa kaman and Ruv the lesser kaman. Shemaitza talks about a difference when it comes to Mamzer Vadai. There's a difference between Rubidisa Kaman, Rubidalasa Kaman, Ayin Shem and the Shemaitza, or Eid Echad Neged Arov, like in the Rebbe Kiva Eger we quoted in Ksubis Yud Gimel. So there are differences between Rubidisa Kaman and Rubidalasa Kaman. Nevertheless, the Etzem HaYisod, Sherov Havei Kevadai, is Shavu B'Shneim. Maishna HaYimei. There's really no difference. The difference is that when it comes to the Makom Shel HaRov, is it on the Etzem HaSafek or is it on the Din? When it comes to Ruv the Lesser Kaman, the Rov is Machriya the Etzem HaSafek, say that there's no longer a Safek. When it comes to Ruba de Isa Kaman, the Rov is just Machriya the Din. And it says you can have Anhaga Vadai. But the Etzem HaSafik remains. When Rashi says Maishnahai Mehai, what Rashi means is that etzem ha'yisod shel rov, that it's kivadai, is shavu b'shneim. At the end of the day, the rov is kivadai. The question is, where do you put the vadai? Do you put the vadai in the etzem ha'safek, or do you put the vadai on the din? On the psak din? Ruvi the lesser kaman, the rov is on the etzem ha'safek, so it's no longer a safek. Ruvi the isa kaman, it's on the din. This we can answer what's Lechor Shver and Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Sheif Shmaitza. So this is Gevaldik. What did Rabbi Kiva and the Sheif Shmaitza say? They said that there's more of a Svar and Ruvid Isa come on to follow the Rov, Ruvid Les to come on to follow the Rov than Ruvid Isa come on. Svar is in Ruvid Les to come on. It's not in front of us, but that's the way the world is. The world is that the logic is that the, if you have a child, his mother's husband is his father. That is more of a svar. But let's say you have thousands against one. You have a ruba, the Isa Kaman, where you have 10,000 McDavids and only one McDonald's. So it's pashut that there's more of a svara to follow that rov, which is Isa Kaman, because they're like 10,000 to 1 odds, than to go after a Ruvid Alessa Kaman, for example, Ruvid Zavni Laradia, right, that most people sell for the sake of Harisha. There's also some who sell for Shechita. Some people buy, excuse me, for Shechita. Some people buy, most people buy for Harisha. So when it comes to such a robe, that's a Ruba Delasa Kaman. So you have to assume that it's for Harisha and not for Shechita. That's not as strong of a rove as, and obviously the nafkamina if the animal isn't kosher, but that's not as strong as a Ruba de Issa Kaman of 10,000 to 1, that most people buy for Harisha and not for Shechita. So how can you say that there's always more of a Svara to follow the Ruba de Lesa Kaman than the Ruba de Issa Kaman? I just gave you a case where the Ruba de Issa Kaman is more of a Svara to follow than the Ruba de Lesa Kaman. And yet we don't find that there's a Chilik in Ruba de Issa Kaman, whether it's 10 to 1 odds or 10,000 to 1 odds or 100,000 to 1 odds. But according to our Mahalach, it's very good. Because even if there's 10,000 stores that are selling kosher meat, 10,000 McDavids, and only one McDonald's, nevertheless, the Etzem HaSafik is not a Safik of Rov. Because the Etzem Etzius of the Safik is which store, from which store did the meat emanate. And each store, Bifnei Atzma, causes this Safik. Maybe it was parish from that store. And in that, there's no Rov. Because you look at each store independently. What combines them, what unites them, is the Din HaShaveh B'Kulam that they're selling Basar Shechuta. But you still look at each store independently. Did it come from this store, or this store, or this store, or this store? It's only one store. That's Ruba de Issa Kaman. And therefore, the Din of Vaday Shel Rov is only Gabi the Din. But the Etzem Mitzius HaSafek remains with a suffix, that we remain with our suffix. We still have a suffix at the end of the day. But then we can pass Gan Haga to go Vaday, but we still can't be sure. In the abstract, we still can't be sure that it came from the kosher store. So maybe Takit came from the unkosher store, because again, here, it's only each store is an independent suffix. Did it come from this store? Did it come from this store? Did it come from this store? So that doesn't solve our suffix. We still have a suffix. Because you look at each store independently. So we don't have a rove on the Etzema suffix. We only have a rove on the din. Since they're mostly kosher stores, we say the food is kosher. That's when it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. When it's Ruba de Lesa Kaman, they're all lumped together. There the Etzem Suffolk is a Suffolk of Rove. And therefore, the Din Rove Kevada is on the Etzem HaSuffolk. It's like a Vaday that there's no Din Suffolk at all. It completely solves the Suffolk. So that makes the Ruba de Lesa Kaman, no matter what the odds are, when the Ruba de Issa Kaman, it makes the Ruba de Lesa Kaman stronger, because Ad Shmads in the Ruba de Issa Kaman, Kol chanus v'chanus bifnei atzma goremis l'stapik. Hashem kein Ruba de Lesa Kaman, where it's not in front of us, you can't make each person or store or whatever independent. Each case independent. You lump them all together. That's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So at this Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we'd like to explain the machlokas between the Rashba and Tesis. And I'm hoping that Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, B'siyata Dishmaya, in the next shir we get there. And we should continue singing the flows Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.